What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Set a 110 on all your favorite teams, football, baseball, basketball, hockey. Why would you risk more to win the same amount at another sports book? Download the Prime Sports Ohio app or visit our website, primesportsbook.com, and use promo code JUSTSPORTS to get a welcome bonus up to $100 and be a member of the Prime Sports family.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit website for details. Must be 21 or older and present in Ohio. If you or anyone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My favorite scary movie? Not Halloween. It's The Shining, and I only like to watch The Shining in 4K. Or 8K, and the only way to really do it is with the best from Extend Technologies.
And imagine the sound when he's saying, Danny!
Danny!
Danny! Well, with the expert installation services at Extend Technologies, it will be like Halloween is right inside your home.
So for the best experience, get to XTENDAV.com this Halloween season. Extend Technologies in Broadview Heights.
Christie's Cabaret of Brunswick, downtown Cleveland, and Canton would like to formally invite you to enjoy all of our sexiest witches this Halloween season. Check out the Haunted Mansion at Christie's of Brunswick, along with the all-new Patron Room. Get ready for an unforgettable night featuring the most beautiful and talented performers in the region. Christie's Cabaret, with upscale locations in downtown Cleveland, Canton, and Brunswick, where the party never ends.
I want to party with you.
The Pilgrim is back at GetGo Cafe and Market. Order it in the GetGo app. GetGo Cafe and Market. Better believe it.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable. And one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guards Real Fit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void in Mississippi.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's check, E-T-H-O-S.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
From the SmartChoiceWindows.com studio, get ready for a dome, Cleveland. The Browns' future is in Brook Park. When breaking Browns news happens, it happens here first. WKRK-FM and HD1 Cleveland Heights. In Odyssey Sports Station, we are the radio home of the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
92.3 The Fan, 2020 Sports.
This 2020 Sports brought to you by Extend Technologies. Check them out at xtendav.com today for the latest and greatest in home electronic solutions. Game 4 of the ALCS off and running from Progressive as they're in the bottom of the third right now. Guardians playing from behind once again. Gavin Williams serving up a two-run home run to Juan Soto in the first inning. Then a solo shot to Austin Wells in the second. In between in the bottom half of the first, Cleveland did get one back on a Jose Ramirez sack fly. But they are going to need to rally once again tonight. They hope to tie this series up and force and go to Game 5 with it all tied up at two games apiece. Currently two outs right now for the Guardians in the bottom of the third. Meanwhile, the Mets running away with Game 5 of the NLCS. 12-6, the final score from Citi Field. Los Angeles leaves that series 3-1 as it shifts back to L.A. for games 6 and 7. Meanwhile, the Browns wrapped up their week of practice ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Bengals, listing five players as questionable. It includes Nick Chubb. However, head coach Kevin Stefanski made it clear he expects Chubb to play this weekend. Rest of the list includes Nyheim Hines, Ethan Posick, Juan Thornhill, and Jordan Hicks. Team ruled out for Sunday, safety Ronnie Hickman and running back Jerome Ford. After the team traded Amari Cooper this week, Myles Garrett making it clear he has no desire to follow the same fate.
I've always said that like, I want to play here to the end of my career. I want to win here. I want to bring a championship here. So that doesn't cross my mind, no matter the record. I'm always focused on how we can improve, how we can turn things around.
Cavs conclude their preseason tonight as well in Chicago. They currently lead at 59-54 with about 30 seconds to play until halftime. And it's their final tune-up before the 2024-25 regular season begins next week. Find the topics and conversations you want with our local shows in the Odyssey app. Search chapter by chapter, individual segments, or use the rewind function to go back to any of our local shows over the last 72 hours. It's all available to you in the Odyssey app. From the Buckeye Law Group, 411 Payne Sports Desk, I'm Spencer German.
This is the only place to talk about the Guardians on your way into work. The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. Weekday mornings starting at 6 a.m.
Play ball!
92.3 The Fan.
All right, back at it here on The Fan. James Rapine joining us coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's get after it. It's time for The Fan Focus. All right, starting us off, a moment in waiting. Courtesy of TBS is the first call here. Baskin and Phelps link up the two Brian Andersons, something I've been wanting them to do forever. Brian Anderson play-by-play with Brian Anderson, color commentator. Brian Anderson on the play-by-play last night for the Guardians game.
Carries the winning run in game three. Fry, deep drive, left field. Fry's watching. It is a walk-off home run. David Fry lights up the Cleveland night.
All right, B.A., what'd you think of his call last night?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, it caught all of the emotion. The ball off the bat, and you could tell by the way his voice went up. He knew. He knew the result, but you got to let it play out. And you let it play out, walk off, lights up the Cleveland night. I thought it was perfect. It was funny because I was in the car early, about an hour ago, and had it on one of the national stations, and they were playing that same call. And it's funny how the really good ones have a knack for nailing it.
Well, just to make sure that everyone's got it covered, we have the other Brian Anderson on the line. That's BA funny. From TBS. Did you like his assessment?
Nice compliment there, Brian.
Way to go.
God, man, that could have gone really bad for me. Because I know you guys didn't tell him I was coming on here. So, geez. Brian James.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you, buddy?
I am doing well. How are you?
Man, it's great to hear your voice. You know, it's been our dream forever to work together, guys. We've planned this. We've gone back channel. Everybody's afraid. We've done a few pregame shows together, but everybody's afraid to put us together. There's too much Brian Anderson for people, and you know, that's understandable.
That's an all-timer. There's no doubt about it. And by the way, BA, like the guy last night, BA, great call. Absolutely nailed the call. In fact, had it been a Yankees home run and he got that enthused, Guardians fans would have rioted. Guardians fans would have been like, this guy, he wanted New York to win the entire time. You guys might have just gone crazy on him. Like, he would have been on, like, Cleveland's hate list. But obviously it worked out in our favor, and so nobody questions it. But it was a great call. All right, next up, it's going to be Baskin and Phelps. We'll stay with them as they discussed Baskin in particular, the stadium news, and Brooke Park. Here we go.
I got to be honest with you. And I know people are saying, well, they got to put a good football team on the field first before they can move. I get that and I understand that. This is not about football. It's not about it. You know, you're talking about a $4 billion project compared to a $1 billion project. Okay, we're talking about, to me, then this is just the way I see it. I know some people don't want to see it this way. And yes, I do understand the Haslams are going to make money on this when it's all said and done. And I do understand the history and the passion of Browns fans that, you know, have just, you know, lived their lives and understand the meaning of wanting to be in the Muni lot or being in the pit or being in any of those things. I just think we're in this amazing renaissance time for Northeast Ohio. I've lived in Columbus. I go down to Columbus. I see how that city has managed itself. The city of Columbus goes beyond the walls of Franklin County. I just see politics that the are kind of different. Like, we're just, everything that happens here has to be so political and keeps us backwards. Our city has moved backwards compared to other cities for decades. We sat here in the 70s and we watched giant corporations leave our town. I watched my dad sit on the unemployment line for months when there was no work here. There is so much work right now that you've just implemented into our society, into our Northeast Ohio. You're talking about a $4 billion project compared to a $1 billion project, to have a stadium that might only be good for a couple more years. You had a building that could only house 15 events a year, maybe.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Strong, good opinions by Andy Baskin. I will co-sign like 99% of that. And I can't wait to do the Jewish news panel with him next year, where we go over the fact that during the most recent one we had, Cleveland Jewish news panel that we had, I asked the entire room, I said, who thinks it's going to go to Brook Park? Or sorry, Baskin asked it, because I was the only one that was championing for it. And then we had three people in a crowd of 150 or so raise their hand. And I was made to look a fool. And here we are. But I don't know if I'm going to be petty about it by the time we get to the actual event. I don't know. It might be one of the bigger I was rights. I took so many people came up after the thing and was like, you're just wrong about it. And I'm like, okay, let's wait. Time will tell. Here we are. It's the only victory lap I'm going to do on the air about that. All right, I shouldn't say only. I'll probably bring it up like 12 more times. Who are we kidding? All right, Lima and Ken on a back and forth with the morning show, the pre-morning show on WFAN in New York, audio courtesy of them. And we're going to do two clips on this, so be ready for this one, because this was fascinating to me. Here we go.
Johnski,
yes.
I mean, he hit a monster shot.
Unbelievable. Jerry. But both of them were, even the Fry one was. Yeah. When he hits it, it's like, oh, that's gone.
So I guess that's one of their gags. It's one of their bits that they do.
What? What's the bit?
They mess up names on purpose? I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that they have no idea what it's...
Riso?
I wouldn't doubt they don't know his name.
So I didn't know that that was one of their things. It's a great bit. So anyway, Sean Marash over there at WFAN, he's on the Christmas card list. He is a good friend of mine.
We've
actually drank with Sean in this city. And so I decided to have some fun. And the only thing I did was post the video that our boss sent it to us. I said, boy, Sean Marash is one of the biggest goofballs in the history of sports radio, but at least he gets the names right. And then about an hour ago, Jerry Recco, one of the hosts, nice to see how obsessed you are with us, Ken. I've never thought about you one time ever, but appreciate that you keep listening to us. Enjoy Cleveland and the rest of your life. And I'm laughing my ass off.
Well, that was nice of them.
It was a very nice thing to say.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden I'm getting texts going, they're talking about you guys on the radio over there.
Okay. So that's part one. What I liked so much about it, as you could tell, a radio feud was a-brewing. And one thing I love more than anything is a radio feud. I love it. Now, I don't know why Jerry Recco was so in his feelings about it all. I can't say. I don't know why this one of all things is the one that got him. I tend to think it's because maybe there was a little bit of truth behind what Ken had to say. But that's neither here nor there. We all have our sore spots and our spots that'll irk us. This one clearly got after Jerry Recco, and that's fine. So then Jerry goes on Boomer and Geo's show, which is the main show they have in the morning there, 6 to 10, okay? And again, Jerry and Al, they do the show that's prior. They've both been at the station for a very long time, both very respected, well-thought-of individuals. Boomer and Geo are 6 to 10, and Boomer and Geo got their shot in with Jerry as they discuss what happens with Ken, and then Ken responds after that all on the morning show. Here we go.
I guess our sister station in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. We have an Ken Odyssey Carmen? Station there. Ken Carmen. Who's that?
I guess. I don't know. Why I guess he loves listening to me and Al.
Oh, okay. So
I said, I guess a couple days ago, I was making the case that while Cleveland's a nice story, I don't believe they're in the same league as the Yankees. I think that's pretty fair. I said they play in a division where they got to beat up on the White Sox all season, to which he then, I guess, wrote to us on Twitter. Well, no, he wrote to Al to tell me to get my head out of my ass that they only went 8-5 against the White Sox. Which
get your head out of your ass,
which,
Jerry.
Quite frankly, is embarrassing because the White Sox lost 121 games.
Yes.
So I just wrote back, hey, great, thanks. Have a great day. Don't care.
Okay.
And now I'm getting pummeled with Twitter stuff because I guess I called John Kenzie Johnski this morning. Whatever. Having a
Johnski.
Yeah, because we do Jablonski all the time.
I called him Jablonski
right.
On purpose.
So now he's got to take the audio like we're blah, blah. They don't even know how to say the names. Like, dude, Get a life. Go enjoy your lousy life in Cleveland and complain about Cleveland sports. Leave me alone. I don't give a crap about you. I don't know who you are. I don't want to know who you are. F off. How about that?
All right.
Leave me alone.
That? Get him, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
Got to be a Democrat.
I mean, we're so upset about our teams.
I love that. Well, we do the Jablonski thing. Oh, yeah, the Jablonski thing.
Yeah,
we famously
the
do the Jablonski thing.
I mean, yeah, we've been doing it for years.
We power rank our bets. Power rank our bets. Let's go. I'll power rank them
Jablonski,
right now.
All three spots.
Number one, Jablonski. Number two, well, it's Jablonski.
It's got it. Number three.
Followed by three. Famously, Jablonski.
I can't imagine what he does when anybody really actually is serious trying to stick it to this guy.
By the way, I love that he's like, hey, we were, we were watching the game, and then, we had paid attention to the basketball stuff. The basketball stuff? Yeah, what was the basketball
what
stuff
was
yesterday?
It? I don't know.
I could do that stuff all day. All day, every day. Absolutely loved every single bit of it. And I think our guys are on the right side of history, by the way. Whatever that's worth to anybody, probably not much. I didn't love that Jerry went like, oh, but you live in Cleveland about it. Like, enjoy your life in Cleveland, as if that's some sort of like dig. Eh, just don't love that. And that's the part I think that bothered me the wrong way. I want to stick up for Jerry a little bit, but that part just rubbed me the absolute wrong way. Like, just that's not like a checkmate that you think it is. It just isn't. Ugh. All right. That is the fan focus. James Rapine, our good buddy, our former Guardians insider when he worked here. He now covers the Bengals. He's from Cincinnati. That's why he moved back. He covers the Bengals, does a great job at it. He'll join us to help us break down what exactly the Bengals can offer in the Bengals and the Browns this weekend. James Rapine next right here on The Fan.
For a limited time only, get your furnace cleaned and checked by Sal's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Sewer for just $69.95 when you mention 92.3 The Fan. Sal's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Sewer, providing no-nonsense service since 1975. Call Sal's or visit salsheatandcool.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Anthony Lima for the Buckeye Law Group. Accidents happen, and when they do, you need someone you can trust. That's why I recommend calling 1-800-411-PAIN and talking to the attorneys at the Buckeye Law Group. They are personal injury attorneys with decades of experience and countless satisfied clients from car accidents, medical malpractice, or any injury. They know the ins and the outs of the law. Call 1-800-411-PAIN. That's 1-800-411-7246. The Buckeye Law Group, 127 Public Square, Cleveland, non-attorney spokesperson.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in, with cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon and earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's Football Friday on 92.3 The Fan. Tune in every Friday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. to get ready for the ultimate game day experience. Brought to you by Summit Sound. See it, hear it, feel it with Summit Sound.
You get up early on snow days because snowed in is not an option. The Kubota snow lineup of compact tractors, RTVs, and versatile attachments are built to thrive in the winter. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $1,100. Now through November 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by MFG Kubota today, located in Minner and Middlefield. Find us online at MFGKubota.com.
Looking for a career boost that works around your career? The Flexible MBA from Baldwin Wallace University could be the catalyst you're looking for. The Flexible MBA is structured to fit you. Choose your pace, choose online or in-person classes, choose your specialization. Learn about BW's MBA options at an open house on Wednesday, October 30th, and sample a class in design thinking. New classes start in January. Details are at bw.edu/catalyst.
Baldwin Wallace University invites high school seniors and their families to visit campus and learn how BW's personalized education, with a commitment to real-world career preparation, will prepare you to learn, grow, and thrive. And if you visit campus before December 2nd, you'll unlock an $8,000 visit grant when you enroll in fall 2025. Schedule your visit or register for a special on-campus event.
at bw.edu/visit.
Winter comes at you fast around here. We all know that. One day you're enjoying the outdoors, the next day your furnace is running all day. But here's a little secret about making a Northeast Ohio winter better. Make sure you're only cold when you're outside, never inside. And you can do that with USA Insulation. You might be thinking, hey, Phelps, I already have insulation. But not all insulations are created equal. And your old attic insulation isn't enough during a Cleveland winter. Your home needs foam. Your home comfort will be radically upgraded in just one day. And the best part is the insulation pays for itself in energy savings. Right now, you can save up to $2,000 on a whole home insulation with up to $1,200 from the federal government, plus an $800 early bird discount. You spend too much time in your home to be cold all winter. Call before the winter rush. 1-800-USA-FOAM. 800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net.
USA Insulation.
Keep on trucking with Valley Ford of Huron.
My favorite scary movie? Not Halloween. It's The Shining, and I only like to watch The Shining in 4K or 8K, and the only way to really do it is with the best from Extend Technologies.
And imagine the sound when he's saying, Danny!
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 Well, with the...
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.